Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Why I Am a Christian, Part 2. And we're using as our textbook a booklet by a man called Fraser Munro, who wrote a booklet, Why I Am a Christian. So we're looking at some of the stuff he says. And the first thing he says is, I'm a Christian firstly because Christianity is true historically. There are many different religions in the world. And there are a number of so-called sacred books. They might tell lovely stories. They might set forth amazing claims. They might make fabulous promises. But they basically mean nothing if the foundation on which they rest is false. What we believe needs to be tested properly. And the test is not the standard of sincerity. Sincerity can only take you so far because you could believe something very sincerely, but it might be wrong. So I'm going to think first of all about the reliability of the Bible. The Bible is a very ancient book. Can we actually be satisfied that what we read is what was originally written? Can we be sure that it's not just a game of Chinese whispers where things change over the passage of time? One of the things that's amazing about the Bible is that there are many, many copies of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jewish scholars took particular care to ensure the accuracy of what they were writing. They checked their work, for example, by counting the number of words and even letters in each line on each page. They recorded the middle verse, the middle word, and the middle letter, and any copy which didn't exactly conform to the original was destroyed. Additionally, in 1947, we came across the Dead Sea Scrolls. These scrolls were considerably older than copies of the Old Testament that had been previously available. And when they were compared, there were very, very few and minor differences to be found between what we had and these older copies. When you come to the New Testament, there's more than 5,000 Greek manuscripts, and some of them date back to within 100 years after the date of the originals. Indeed, one of the oldest fragments is found in the John Rylands Library in Manchester, and it's dated around about 125 AD, less than 30 years after the original. And these statistics for the New Testament documents compare very favourably with other ancient writings. There's no body of ancient literature in the world which enjoys such a wealth of good textual attestation as the New Testament. Sir Frederick Kenyon, a previous director and principal librarian at the British Museum, declared, "The Christian can take the whole Bible in his hand and say without fear or hesitation that he holds in it the true word of God, handed down without essential loss from generation to generation throughout history." So, as far as what is written, we know that it is the same as what was written originally. But is it true? Well, we'll address that in our next recording. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.